30% of the remaining schedule. I'm Tim Harwood with a Waterloo Blackhawks weekend preview. This feature is presented by tickets.waterlooblackhawks.com. There are just 10 games left on the Waterloo schedule. Needless to say, playing three of them tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday will have a big impact on how the season finishes. The weekend starts tonight in Cedar Rapids. Since mid-February, the Rough Riders have had all the best of it every time the two rivals have met. Waterloo lost 3-2 on the road February 18th, then 4-2 in a rematch a week later, then 4-2 again on March 9th. It's a complete turnaround after the Hawks won the first three versus Cedar Rapids earlier this year. Speaking of the first half of the schedule, the Hawks haven't met the Tri-City Storm since Veterans Day. Back in November, Tri-City won twice, and lately they've been one of the best teams in the Western Conference. Last weekend, the Storm earned 5 of 6 possible points against the league-leading Fargo Force. The Storm have won 5 of their last 9, putting up some high-scoring performances in that time. That helped Tri-City move into a tie with Waterloo for third place entering tonight. While the Hawks are in Cedar Rapids this evening, Tri-City visits Des Moines. Tickets.waterlooblackhawks.com is the only place to buy Blackhawks tickets online. Don't be fooled by search engine results that show limited availability or that add huge online order fees. Get your tickets by going directly to tickets.waterlooblackhawks.com. With a Waterloo Blackhawks weekend preview, I'm Tim Harwood.